Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. With us is Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
The ultimate question: to start schools in person or not to start school in person. This is for K through 12. I see teacher union leaders from 16 school districts now calling for a delay of in-person instruction. Miles?
This is the latest development, Dave. In a situation about a week ago, we already started reporting that union leaders in Schenectady were urging the district to delay the in-person start till October to let them sort things out in terms of a protocol to deal with the coronavirus and concerns there. So yesterday, this was an open letter that was issued by these union leaders pretty much at some of the biggest districts in the Capital District, with Schenectady, Amsterdam, Shenandoah, Niskayuna, some of the really most prominent and largest districts, asking for this delay. And so this is something we've heard before, but not to this level. And what their biggest concern is, they say that the state and the federal governments have not done enough in terms of providing resources to help these districts to implement, you know, safe reopening plans. And that they've got a litany of concerns that they've raised again. And it starts off with, of course, these HVAC air filter systems in the district. They say the feds and the state have to do more to help districts upgrade these things. But the list goes on and on. They say that the districts don't have enough of a plan in place to ensure COVID testing. They don't have enough stockpiles of these personal protective equipment, issues like face masks. They say they don't have an adequate pool to deal with substitute teachers if somebody gets sick. So they've detailed this whole list, saying we really think a number of these things have to fall into place before we're comfortable. And they say that they feel, you know, the state just has not given enough clear guidance on how to help the teachers to keep the kids socially distanced. So a big development yesterday. We talked to a number of these districts, the superintendents, and they say they feel that they're still on track to open, to let students into school next month. And they feel that they have taken a bunch of these steps to address air quality and social distancing, et cetera. The other thing the districts are saying to us is that, you know, based on their surveys with parents, these parents overwhelmingly want to have their kids in school to get education. At Chalmont, the superintendent reminded us, he said 88% of the students or the parents there have said that they want their students in school. So, you know, we'll keep following this, but this is coming down to the wire, and we're just a few weeks away from the start of school, so we're going to see where this goes.
It is coming fast. Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. You can read more at dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Miles, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Take care, David.